Mesechta Tzubas, Daf Lamed Aleph, two lines in the bottom of Daf Lamed Gimel and Beis. We had a machlekes on Daf Lamed Beis and Beis between Rameya and the Chachamim. Rameya holds Loikin Mishalman, it's possibly Chayiv Malkus and also to pay money. Shaloy Hashem, Mevil De Malkus, Mevil De Tashlumim. Since in the case of Rameya, both Chiyuvim come from separate Psukim, Malkus is from Lisana and Tashlumim from Kashis Domim. And the Chachamim learn, Kedei Rishashay, Mishum Rishachas at the Mechayvai, Viyat Mechayv, Mishum Shte Rishayis, and Mimayna Mishalam, Milkloy Loki, as we learned before. And we learned yesterday that Gemara wanted to prove that Rameya would also not hold in Kamlei Ramnei, and even if someone is Ma'anis, their own daughter, they would be Chayiv Mises Bezdin and still be Chayiv to pay a Knas. And they brought a Raya from a Braisa, which was discussing Machlekes between Rameya and the Chamim regarding the Chiyuv to pay Dal Behei with someone stole an animal and either did Shechita on Shabbos or did Shechita to an Avodah Zarah, or the animal was a Surana and a Shor Niskal and had no value. And Rameya held in all three cases, you would still pay Dal Behei, and Rabbanan said you are Potter, and even though it wouldn't explain the third case of the Braisa, the Gemara had a Habminim that the reason why Rameya was Mechayiv and Beteshlumin is because he doesn't hold in covenant with Ramnei, and even though he was Chayiv Misa, he would still be Chayiv Mamin. However, the Gemara explained that Bevade Lefir Rameya Mesu Meshalim Lesley, that even Rameya agrees to covenant with Ramnei, and the case over there had no Sheikhs to covenant with Ramnei, and the reason why he Chayiv over there is because it's discussing a case where it was Tavech Alide Acha. And the Chiddush is that Tficha Mechira is Sheikh even Alide Shliach, and even though generally we hold in Shliach L'Dvar Avera, however, as the Gemara brought three different Makaris, over here we hold the Shliach L'Dvar Avera. And even though Shimon was Yishliach and he is Chayiv Misa, Reuven is still Chayiv to pay Dal Behei, since of course Kamlei B'Ramnei is not applicable over there because Reuven is not Chayiv Misa and only Shimon is Chayiv Misa, and therefore it's a Misa L'Zeh, the Misa is happening to Shimon, and the Chiyuv Tashlumin is for Reuven, and therefore certainly there is no Ptur of Kamlei B'Ramnei. And our Gemara now continues and asks, Ibet Tabeach Alidei Acha, Mai Tamayo Drabon de Patri. And the Gemara's point is, Bishlam, if the first two cases of the Braisa are discussing where Reuven stole the Behema and also did the Shechita, so it's clear that the Machlekes between Rameya and the Chamim is if we say Kamlei B'Ramnei or not, and Rabbanan argue on Rameya and hold that you are Potter Midal Behei since you are Chayim Misa for being Mechal Shabbos or being Ovid of Zizara, and therefore we say Kamlei B'Ramnei. But now that you explain that the Braisa has no connection to Kamlei B'Ramnei and it was Tevech Alidei Acha, so why would Rabbanan hold you are Potter from Dal Behei? And the Rishonim explain that it's not Mistavra that the basis of the Machlekes between Rameya and the Chamim is simply if we say Yeshlich Dvar Avera by Tficha. If that's the only basis for the Machlekes, then we didn't have to bring a case where the Tficha happened on Shabbos or he was Tavech L'Avid Zara, and the Gemara simply could have brought a Machlekes where someone else did the Tficha, that the din is that the one that stole it is still going to be Chayiv because you say Yeshlich Dvar Avera. And also, Ayin Tesis on Daflam Dalam Na'av Diba Masal Mai Tai Midrabonon. And we continue on Daflam Dalam Na'av, and the Gemara says, Malcha Chamim, that who is the Shita of the Chamim that argue on Rameya, Rab Shimon, that's going specifically like Rab Shimon, Da'amah Shchita Shein Ruya Leishma Shchita, and Rab Shimon holds that anytime you have a shchita that's not matter behema ba'achila and you still can't eat the behema, then that's not considered a shchita. And this is said of Rav Shimon is not only negeya to Agamara, but it's also negeya, for example, to kisei adam and to the din of Isa Vesbinai. And lefi Rav Shimon, if someone does a shchita she'en ruya, then you're not going to be chayiv in kisei adam, and there is no Isa of Isa Vesbinai if for any reason the shchita wasn't a valid shchita. And since the shchita don't have a dezara, is it matter this animal and actually has a reverse effect, as this animal is now considered nevad and therefore it's also about nah, and the same b'negeya, someone that checked a shor niskal, it isn't matter the shor niskal, as a shor niskal is also about nah, and therefore the Rabbanan say that even though it was tavua chalidei acha, and there is no issue of kamli b'ramnei, and even so the Rabbanan hold that you can be potter from the chiyuv of dal v'hei, because he or the shliach didn't actually do a valid tficha. The Gemara continues, hatena chavidus k'chav v'shor niskal, as we just explained, it makes sense that there's a shchit shen ruya if someone shechs l'avei d'zara, or he shechs the shor niskal because you can't eat it, al shchit the Shabbos, shchit even if someone does shchita on Shabbos and he did a b'issa, l'chayra, that shchita is still a valid shchita. And since it's muta b'achila, so why would Rabbanan say that you potter from tashlumi dal v'hei? How do we know that even though you did an issa malacha on Shabbos, that's still considered a valid shchita? The Tanakh, because we have a Mishnah Maseches Chulin that states, Hashech b'Shabbos ubi yom kippurim. If someone shechs an animal on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur, afal pishe mischai ben asher, even though he did a malacha d'raisa and therefore he's chai misa because he did this b'mezid, shchitas k'shira, still his shchita would be kosher and you're allowed to eat the animal. And if so, how can you explain that the brice that we had before is going like Rav Shimon if l'chayr it's a shchita haruya over here, and why would it be that Chum would say that you potter from paying dal v'hei, l'chayr it should be a chiyuv of paying dal v'hei, because it's in a case where it was not an issue of kamli b'ramnei since it was tevuach al yidei achar. And the Rav on the Mishnayis actually explains that even though the Gemara over here says shchitasik sheira, which is mashma, you can eat it on Shabbos. However, there is no question that since he did the shchita b'mezin and he's chayim miso, certainly, as we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, there is no madam at all that he could actually eat it right away. And the only time he would potentially be able to eat it is only after Shabbos. And the Rav explains that that's why this Mishnah specifically spoke about a case where someone shechted on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur to compare Shabbos and Yom Kippur and say, just like on Yom Kippur, we know that the person is not allowed to eat this meat because it's Yom Kippur. So on Shabbos also, of course, he's not allowed to eat this meat right away because he did this Issur B'mezid. However, the main point of the Mishnah is that Shchitasik Sheira and after Yom Kippur and after Shabbos, the meat of this animal would be Mutar B'Achila. And the Gemara answers that the reason why if someone shechts an animal on Shabbos, it's considered Shchita Sheira Riyah is because Savlak Rabbi Yechon Sadla, that Rabbanon is Brisa that we said is Reb Shimon, he also holds like Rabbi Yechon Sadla. And as we'll see in a moment, Rabbi Yechon Sadla is of the opinion that if someone shechts something on Shabbos B'mezid, the din is that they never could eat it, and therefore it's considered Shchita Sheira Riyah. And that's why Rabbanon said that if someone steals an animal and then does Tficha on Shabbos, the din is that you put him in Teshlumen, and the reason is because this Tficha was a Shchita Sheira Riyah. The Gemara will now bring a machlekes between Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yechon Sadla. We will learn these Shitas according to Rashi and Our Gemara, and even though it is Rashi himself as Chulin, as well as Tosfos over here, that learns it differently, it's not really the point of the Gemara. The main point of the Gemara will be Rabbi Yechon Sadla, and according to everyone who will come out, that Rabbi Yechon Sadla holds that if someone shechts an animal b'mezid on Shabbos and was Ivan Issa Duraisa of Shchita b'Shabbos, that the din would be that lo yoich lo yilamis lo loiv lo lachem, that's a Shchita Shein Ruya, and there never will be a heter for anyone to eat any of the basa of this animal. And the Gemara continues, the time we learned to the Braisa, on Vashel b'Shabbos b'Shogeg yoichel b'mezid lo yoichel div Rameya. Rameya holds if someone cooks on Shabbos b'Shogeg, then even the person himself who did this Issa b'Shogeg can eat from this food on Shabbos. And the Chiddush is that you don't say that with Goyza Shogeg to Mezid, as we will see Rabbi Huda actually is Goyza Shogeg to Mezid because he's concerned maybe someone will go and cook b'Mezid, and of course there won't be Edom and Asra, but the mice he'll do b'Mezid, and then they'll say I was a Shogeg and that's why I'm able to eat from this food on Shabbos. And therefore, according to Rabbi Huda, we actually make a Gzira Shogeg to Mezid when we say no matter what, you now eat this food on Shabbos. And Rameya holds that if he cooked on Shabbos b'Mezid, then he can never eat this food. However, others can eat it even on Shabbos. And Rabbi Huda argues on Rameya, and he says, b'Shogeg, if someone cooks on Shabbos b'Shogeg, yoich l'matzah Shabbos, then we do knasim, and he can't eat it on Shabbos itself, and he has to wait, b'chdei sheyasu matzah Shabbos, and then he's allowed to eat it, as there's a knas of Shogeg or t'Mezid. However, other people could even eat this food on Shabbos. However, b'Mezid, lo yoich l'ilamas, according to Rabbi Huda, if you actually cook on Shabbos b'Mezid, then he can't eat this food forever. However, others could eat this on matzah Shabbos, b'chdei sheyasu. So both according to Rameya and Rabbi Huda, this shchita that you did on Shabbos is definitely shchita haruya, because definitely at some point someone could eat from this food. However, Rabbi Yechon Sadla imed b'shogeg yechlam at Shabbos lachem v'leiloi, that if someone cooks b'shogeg, then the person that cooked b'shogeg can never eat from this food, even on Matzah Shabbos. However, others can eat from this food on Matzah Shabbos b'chdei sheyasu. However, zok Rabbi Yechon Sadla b'mezid, if someone cooks b'mezid on Shabbos lo yechlam lomis lo loiv lo lachem, then the din is that no one could eat from this food even on Matzah Shabbos, not he and not the other people either. And therefore, we see according to Rabbi Yechon Sadla that if someone cooks b'mezid on Shabbos, it's considered shchita sheina ruya. And Rashi points out that even though in the Gemara it's mashma that you can't give it to anyone, and it says v'loy lachirim, zok Rashi, we're only referring to Yisrael. Of course, there's no isana over here, and you could sell it, or you could give away this food to a guy. And since Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yechon Sadla, therefore it's considered shchita sheina ruya, and that's why if someone steals a behemoth from his friend, and then it's tavuach haidei acha on Shabbos, and therefore there's no problem of coming to Ramnei, still there would not be a chiyuv of dal v'hei, since this tzvicha was a shchita sheina ruya, and therefore it's not considered a valid tzvicha, and you're not going to be chayiv dal v'hei unless you had a shchita ruya. The Gemara continues, my time with Rabbi Yechon Sadla, what's pshat in Rabbi Yechon Sadla? Kedarsh Rabbi Chiya piskel b'nisiyah, just like Rabbi Chiya learned at the opening of the house of the Nasi, u'shmatam es Shabbos ki kodesh ilachem, the pasuk says you should guard Shabbos because it's considered kodesh, ma kodesh os b'achila, and therefore we compare Shabbos to Hegdish, just like Hegdish is os b'achila, af ma'is Shabbos asum b'achila. Also, if someone does an act on Shabbos b'mezid, it will be os b'achila. And the Gemara is ima kodesh os b'ana l'chayr, just like Hegdish is os b'ana, af ma'is Shabbos os b'ana. So if someone cooks on Shabbos, it should be os b'ana. Tamalei malochem shalochem yehei, it should be yours, and you're allowed to have ana. And the Gemara is yachal afilu b'shogeg. You might think that even if you cook on Shabbos b'shogeg, that the din should be that it's os b'achila. Talmud loyma mechala ma'isuma. Since in this pasuk it says that anyone that profanes Shabbos will be put to death, so we see that this pasuk is specifically talking about a case where someone was mechal Shabbos b'mezid, and therefore we learned that if someone's mechal Shabbos b'mezid, then it's considered like hegdish and it's also b'achila. However, if someone's mechal Shabbos b'shogeg, it's not considered like hegdish, and it'll be mutter b'achila. And as the Gemara says, b'mezin amatel chavolay b'shayid, that the only time that we said this is achila is only when you did an act of chilul Shabbos b'mezin. However, if you did an act of chilul Shabbos b'shayid, then there is no isachila. The Gemara continues, plugi bar Rav Acher Ravina. There's machleks between Rav Acher Ravina as to the din of Rabbi Yechon Sambla chad amam ma'aser Shabbos d'ray. So one hold that if you did an act on Shabbos b'mezin, any byproduct of that ma'aser Shabbos will be also midraisa v'chad amam midrabbanon. And one says that it's only an isa drabbanon. Rashi Masechta Shabbos says that when there's machleks between Rav Acher Ravina and it says chad amam and chad amam, one is mekel and one is machmer, then we always know that Rav Acher is lechumra and Ravina is lekula, and we paskin like the dibur hamekel. So over here, Rav Acher will be the one that said that it's Duraisa, and according to Ravina, it will be Drabbanon. And the Gemara now says, Manda Amid Duraisa Kadamar, and according to Rav Acher that says that Maisa Shabbos is also Midraisa, he bases his din just like the Drasha Rav Chia, Pesach Ben Nisiyah that we just had. However, Manda Amid Drabbanon, according to Ravina that says that Maisa Shabbos is only also Midrabbanon, he dashes the same Pasuk that we brought from Rav Chia, Pesach Ben Nisiyah, that the Pasuk says, Ushmata Maisa Shabbos, Ki Kodeshi Lochem, and he learns, Amakra, the Pasuk says, Kodesh he Kodesh, that Shabbos itself is Kodesh, Be'im Maser Kodesh. However, any ma'isim that you do on Shabbos do not become kodesh, and it's mutter ba'achila. And the Gemara continues that we just finished saying that according to the brisa that said lefi rabbanon, if someone steals and then there was a tficha done al day acher on Shabbos, that the din is yipata midal v'hei. And we explained that the shita rabbanon, the shita Rab Shimon that holds that shchita she'ini ruya loishma shchita, and over here it's considered shchita she'ini ruya because we hold Rabbi Yechon Sambla that lo yechloi lames loyhu v'lo yalcherim. But lechayra, that's very good if the din of Rabbi Yechon Sambla is the din of the brisa. So then we say it's not a good shchita, and therefore you can't be chayiv for dal v'hei because he didn't do a tvicha. However, for the Gemara, l'man d'amid rabbanon, my time el rabbanon de patri, a coin to Ravina that said even when Rabbi Yechon Sambla said b'mezid lo yoychal elamis lo yloiv lelachirim, that's only a din rabbanon, but really midraisa it's a valid shchita. L'chayiv, why would rabbanon say that you potter from dal v'hei? L'chayiv, you should be chayiv for dal v'hei, since of course it was shachar al yedei acher, and therefore there was no problem of kam l'rabne. And the Gemara answers ein echanami ki kapot rabbanon ashayir, that when rabbanon said that you potter, it's only by the case where you shachal avodah zarah or you shachal the shor niskal. But ein chenami, if Reuven stole an animal and then his shliach went and shechted on Shabbos, the din would be that he'd be chayiv dal v'hei because that's considered shchita ruya midoraisa. And the Gemara now goes back to the din of Rav Meir that he said in the brisa gona v'tavach avodah kechavim, that if Reuven stole an animal and then his shliach went and shechted for avodah zarah mishalom tashlum abba v'chamisha, that Reuven would still be chayiv to pay abba v'chamisha. And the Gemara asks tavach avodah kechavim according to Rav Meir, how could it be when you shecht a animal avodah kechavim that you'd still be chayiv dal v'hei, but kivin the shachar beporta isalei, the moment that you shecht a little bit for avodah zara, it already becomes asur b'hana, and either ki katavach lav demari katavach, and then when you finish the shchita, which is the point that you can be chayiv for dal v'hei, this animal was already asur b'hana to its owner. Rashi says when he shaita afsid b'nei, and from that point it's considered like it was lost from you, the isalei hader b'inei, and if at that point the ganav wanted to return it to the bailim, he wasn't able to return it to him, v'lav demari hu, and therefore you didn't shecht anything of the original bailim, and there's no din of tficha mechira, and therefore you shouldn't be chayiv dal v'hei. Rashi Maseches Baba Kama says v'havelahu k'moishe shlich la'or koydim shchita d'mishalom karen v'kefil v'suloi, and we need to consider this as if you took the animal prior to doing the shchita and you threw it in fire, and therefore of course there can't be a chayiv dal v'hei. And Amar Rav Rava answers ba'ime b'gmas v'icha hu oivda, the whole basis for your question is that since b'negei avodah zarah, as the Gemara says in Maseches Chulin, kivin sheshachar b'siman echad asra, the moment you shecht even one simon, it would be also bana, as it's considered that you shechted for avodah zarah. However, the reason over here Rav Meir says yichayiv is because it's talking about a case where when the person shechted for avodah zarah, he specifically stated that the only time that I want this avodah to the avodah zarah to be chal is only once I complete the full shchita and I actually shecht reiv bo simanim. Since at the same moment that I'm chayiv in tficha, that's the time when it became as bana. So therefore, according to Rav Meir, you're still going to have a chayiv of dal v'hei. And the Gemara is that this teretz works out very well when you shecht for avodah zarah. However, frekt Gemara, shor haniskal lavdi deyu de kotavach, in the case where this animal was already a shor haniskal, the lechayra, how could it be that Rami would say that you'd be chayiv dal v'hei if when you shechted this animal, you actually shechted something which didn't belong to the bailim, and therefore you shouldn't be chayiv dal v'hei. The Gemara continues, Amar Rabba states, hachem ayiskin and kagayin shemasul l'shoyma. The case is where Reuven, the original bailim, gave this shor to a shoyma, let's call him Shimon, the hizik v'bei shoyma, and then this animal shtois while he was in the house of a shoyma, and he was a shor in his skull, v'nigma dinu v'bei shoyma, and the gemara didn't also happen while he was in Shimon's house, v'gun v'ganim v'bei shoyma, and then Levi came and stole the animal from the house of Shimon, and then Levi went and shechted this animal and did tficha. And the reason why you chayev to pay dal v'hei is because Rameh Savla Krab Yaakov is Savla Krab Shimon. Rav Meir holds like Krab Yaakov, and he also holds like Krab Shimon. Savla Krab Yaakov, he holds like Krab Yaakov. The Ama Af Meshenuga Medina Chsiru Shemun LeBayel Muchsa. That the din is that let's say Reuven gives over his animal to a Shemun to Shimon, and then the animal shteises while he's in the house of Shimon, and the din is that he just shar niskal, and therefore it's Osmano. As long as Shimon gives back the animal exactly the way it is to Reuven, even though at this point, of course, that the animal is Osmano, Reuven can't taina that even give me back what I gave to you, as Rashi says, because Shimon could say to the owner, the Amalei, Tura Shalmas Li, Tura Shlimas Loch, you gave me a shar and I gave you back a complete shar. And in addition, the Savala Krab Shimon, Rav Meir also holds like the Shita Rav Shimon, the Amma Dava Gayim Lamam and Kamam and Dami, and as Rashi explains, Vahai Nami, in our case as well, Avgav Lo Shavim Midi, even though of course this animal wasn't worth anything, and therefore the Chayyar, when I did a Tficha on something which was worthless. However, when I did the Tficha, I'm Gayim Lamam and who I'm causing a loss of money to Shimon, because up until this point, Shimon could have received back this animal and given it back to Reuven, and Shimon wouldn't have been chayav to pay him anything. However, at this point, I shechted the animal. Now, of course, Shimon can't go and say that I'm giving you back the original shar, and since it's dead, Shimon will actually have to pay out of his pocket to Reuven, and therefore, since it's davar goyim l'mam and kimam and dummy, that's why the din would be that you have to pay tficha and you have to pay dal v'hei l'fi Rav Meir. Two quick points. First of all, Taisvah is that why don't we ask the same question b'negeya any time that there's a tficha, that l'chayar, the moment that you actually start the shechita, you already made a shinui in the animal, and l'chayar, a shinui should be koina. At that point, the ganav can't give back this animal to the Baal HaShar, so l'chayar, lav demari kotavich, as Taisvah says, and michishacha porto kani b'shinui, since when you shechta even a little bit, you were koina b'shinui, and therefore, by the fact that Torah still says that yichayiv dal v'hei for tficha, it must be that this is the chiddush of the Torah, that even though lav demari kotavich, that he's still going to be chayiv dal v'hei, and therefore, l'chayar, what is the Gemara's question regarding someone that shechs lavay dezara of kibin shachar paporto istalei v'ida kikotavach lav demari kotavach l'chayar, that's always the same case by any case of tficha. And this is the instance of Aymeri l'choshev shino l'knaisu b'kach, that just making a small nick or even cutting one of the simanim of an animal, that's not considered a shino in order that you could acquire it, and that's why of course you're going to be chayiv dal v'hei. The only question of Gemara is b'negei avay dezara, because it becomes also ba'na, and the achrenim all struggle as to understanding why this is not considered a shino l'knaisu b'kach l'chayar, you already cut one simon of this animal, which seemed to be a major shinui. In addition, Rashi in Masechta Avodah Zarah points out that l'chayar over here, since we're talking about a case where it was tavuach al yedei achar, where someone else actually shechted this animal, then l'chayar, how could you actually aser bana by saying I'm shechting for Avodah Zarah, if l'chayar the din is that ein adam oisa dav shein and shaloi? So Rashi says that our sugya is going like the mandama that adam oisa dav shein and shaloi. However, Tais over there, as well as Ritva, say even if you the mandama that generally ein adam oisa dav shein and shaloi. However, there is no question that if you do a ma'isa, that bevada you are able to be oisa dav shein and shaloi. And the Gemara now goes back to its original shaila on daf lam gimel beis, where we said l'fira meya he holds loiku mishalim. However, meisu mishalim loya minon, that bevada rameya agrees to the concept of kamli d'ramne, and if someone is chay misa, he doesn't have a chiyuv tashlumin. And the Gemara asks, if it's true that rameya holds in kamli d'ramne, then why would rameya say in the brisa that kana v'tavach b'shabbos or kana v'tavach avedis kechavim the mishalim tashlumin abav chamisha l'chayir it should be kamli d'ramne? And Rabbi Yechon answered, the story was over there, but tevech al yedei achar. And the Gemara now continues, Rabba Amar, Rabba states, lo'ilim b'tevech al yedei atzmei, that really that price is talking about a case where the person himself that stole the animal, he also did the actual shechita. And we continue on daflam and dalam beis, Rab Meir loikum mishalim islei, mesum mishalim lasley. And generally, as we said before, Rab Meir holds that even though I hold loikum mishalim, however, I also hold him kamli d'ramnei, and if someone is chayim misa, then there would not be a chiv tashlumin. And even so, over here, in the case where someone shechts an animal on Shabbos and was over on an Issa Deraisa of Chilul Shabbos and his Chayim Misa, or he shecht Lavei Dezara and once again his Chayim Misa, the din would still be that Yechayiv Dal V'Hei, and we don't say Kamlei B'Ramnei V'Shani Hani. And the reason why Dal V'Hei is different is because the Chiddush Shusha Chiddush Torah B'Knas Apagav D'Mikto Mishalim, that since every Knas is a Chiddush and it's a Gzeiras HaMelech, and since it's not based on a Teshlumi Mammon but it's based on a Knas, and therefore it's not based on an actual Svara, therefore even if you would be Chayim Misa, the Torah is still Mechayiv this class, and that's why Yechayiv to pay Dal Vehei. And Rashi points out that the Gemara will later on ask on this point that L'chayiv according to Rabba that even if you're a mayor, the din is that you pay a class, even B'makam Misa. And L'chayiv, if our mission is going like our mayor that holds Loiku Mishalim, and the din according to our mayor is also that you even pay class when you have a Chayiv Misa, so then why in the Mishnah later on do we say that if someone is Ma'anis his own daughter, that you don't pay class? L'chayiv, even though Yechayiv Misa B'dei Adam, you should still have a Chayiv, an obligation to pay a knas, since it's a chiyuv knas and not a chiyuv mammon. And Taisis over here Meir points out that it's clear from our Gemara when the Rav Meir says loikum mishalim, he doesn't only mean that you get malchus and you pay knas. But if you're a Meir, even if someone has a chiyuv malchus, he would have a chiyuv tashlumin, even if it's a chiyuv mamon and not a chiyuv knas. And the Gemara continues, va'ozder Rabbel tamei, that Rab is going according to his own shita. The Gemara now will bring two similar ideas that Rab says. The Amar Rab stated ha'yigdi ganav loy v'tvachim b'Shabbos chayiv, that if someone stole a gedi prior to Shabbos and then he shechts it on Shabbos, then it would be that he chayiv dal v'hei. And Rab explains she'kvan eschayiv b'gneva kodim shiyavol day is a Shabbos, since your original chiyuv gneva started when you were coined prior to Shabbos, and therefore you already chayiv to pay back the principal, and therefore even though you are ivor and you mechal Shabbos by doing the tficha on Shabbos, you're still gonna be chayiv dal v'hei, because l'maisa he's going like Rav Meir, and he holds that we don't say the idea of coming ramne in the case of misa when you're paying a knas. However, Rabbi continues and says, "Ganav v'tavach b'Shabbos pata. If someone stole the animal and he did the shechita on Shabbos, then even according to Rav Meir, you're going to be pata. Shem ein gneva ein tficha ve'ein mechira. That since on the principle we have a din of coming ramne as the only time that Rav Meir said that mesu mishalim is only when you're paying a knas. However, on the actual principle and on the karen, then that of course is not a din of knas. It's a din of mammon, and therefore of course coming ramne would require that we pata you on the tashlumin of your karen, and therefore you can't say that you're going to be chayiv dal v'hei, because as Rashi says, dal v'hei merachmana v'loy tashlumi shloish v'abah, there is no such concept of paying back three or four times. The only time we have a concept of paying dal v'hei is only once you're paying the karen and you're paying the principal, then there's a din to add on to that three or four times when you shecht an animal, depending if it's a shor or chesed. And Rashi is bothered that how could Rabbah say over here that if you drag an animal from the Rishus of Bailim into the Rishus of Rabbim, and therefore you'll be over on Issa Shabbos at the same time that you coined this animal on Shabbos, and therefore we have a din of coming Ramne. And Rashi is bothered that that made a lot of sense on Daf Lamed Aleph when we were discussing a wallet, but over here, since we're talking about a Balchai, and a Balchai is Noises Atzmai, how we are over on the Issa Vaitzah, if we can't consider it that you actually dragged an animal from Rishus Yochid into Rishus Rabbim, at least been negated Issa Shabbos. And Rashi says either the Rabba Leisfir Lon Kerem Nosin to Amachai Noises Atzmai, Inami Bekafis, or we're talking that the animal was tied up, and therefore you don't have the din of Chai Neisis Atzmai, which is itself a Shaila. And the Gemara continues, Ba'am Rabba, and Rabba also tells us another din, and this din seems to be almost exactly like the same din as we had before. Ha'yigdi Ganavla, your son already stole a gedi, utfachab machteris, and then he did the shechita while he was digging into someone's house, and we know that Bab Machteris is considered like a roidif, and the Bailim or someone else potentially could go and kill that person, and it's considered like he's Chai Misa, and therefore there's a din of Kamle Ramne. So Rabba says in that case, Chayev, according to Ramay, you'd be Chayev, because we say that Meis Umishalim Knas, Shekvan Eschai Begneva, Kodim Shiyavol De Issamachteris, that since you already had a Chayev on the Karen, on the principle, based on the fact that you already stole this animal prior to you going to Machteris, therefore, at this point that you go to Machteris, there's a din that you Meis Umishalim Knas, and that's why there would be a Chayev of paying Dal Vahay. However, Gonav Vitavach B'Machteris, if someone stole an animal and he shechts it B'Machteris, so then Potter, but then you can say, come to Ramane on the Chayev of Karen, Shem Ein Gneva in Tvich Vein Mechira. And once you don't have chiyuv on the gneva, because of course we said come to Ramne, and since it's a chiyuv miso, because you bought machteres and considered right if, therefore of course you weren't chayiv the karen, and therefore we can't be mechayiv you dal v'hei, as Rashi said before, the tashlumi dal v'hei am rachmana v'loy tashlumi shloisha v'abo. The Gemara now points out v'tzricha, and we need both members of Rabbah, the iashmin and Shabbos. If Rabbah only says dim but the geir Shabbos mishum the isur is oilam, maybe over there we'd say that since it's issa is much more chama, because it's issa is forever, as Rashi says calls man she. That any time the Edom would come and say that you should know that this person was Michal Shabbos, then Bezdin will put him to death. So maybe over there we say, and if you get Misa, you don't pay Tashlumin and you're not Chayev the Karen. However, but maybe Ramey would hold that if someone's Baba Machteris and he steals someone, that the din would be that you could be Mis and be Mishalim, because that's not a real Chayev Misa's Bezdin. It just happens to be a din that since you were right, therefore at that moment there's a chiyuv misa, but the din of kamlei b'drabnei would not apply, and you would actually have a chiyuv misa, and you could potentially still have a chiyuv tashlumin even on the karen. Kamash warned Rabbah that even by bar machteres there's still the regular din of kamlei b'drabnei, and if there's a chiyuv misa, then there's no din of tashlumin mamin. And the Gemara continues v'yashmina machteres, and Rabbah would only tell us the case of bar machteres that there's a din of kamlei b'drabnei mishum the machtarte zu asrasai, since the din of bar machteres is so chomer that you don't even have to give the person a hasra, so therefore, we may say that that's why we say come the Ramne, they only could be chayiv that misa, but you're not going to be chayiv mamon. Avol Shabbos the boy hasra in maloi, but b'negei Shabbos where you required hasra, so maybe over there we would say that we don't have the din of kavanah d'rabbanei, and the din would be that it makes mishalim, and therefore tzricha. That's why Rabbi had to give us both of these cases to teach us that as long as there is a chiyah misa, either misa b'dei adam, or if it's a misa because you brought machteris, and therefore you're a roidev, the same din applies that you only would have a chiyah misa, and you don't have a chiyah of tashlumei mamin, even though, of course, l'fi rameya, there would still be a chiyah of tashlumei knas. And Ayin Taisa Diva Maskel the Amar Rabba, where Taisa points out that even though that we see that Rabba comes to defend the Shita Rameya on Daf Lamed Dalam and Aleph at the bottom, and now we saw that Rabba brought two different members that are explaining the Shita Rameya, Zok Taisa's Alib Rameya Kama, that really Rabba is just saying this, Lafi Shitas Rameya, Veloy Mishum the Savachi, but not because Rabba is passing like a Das Yachin, and he doesn't pass him like Rameya. And the Gemara continues, Amar Papa, Rab Papa says, according to Shitas Rameya, Haisapar Gnuvalai, if someone already stole a par prior to Shabbos, and therefore he was already Chayiv Karen, who tefachal b'Shabbos, and then he goes and shechted on Shabbos. Chayiv, you still be chayiv, even though you chayiv misa. Shekvad neschayiv begneva, kodim sheyavel day isa Shabbos. Since you already chayiv Karen before the isa Shabbos occurred, therefore now you could be chayiv dal behei. As lefi shitas Rameya, we hold that if someone has a chiyah misa, he could still be chayiv eknas. And Rav Papa continues, hey, suparish ulay. Let's say someone borrowed a par before Shabbos, and therefore the par was already zimishus, who tefachal b'Shabbos, and now he shechted on Shabbos, and therefore at that point that's considered when he did the gneva. And he did the tficha, so the din is that he would be part of him dal vehe, as Rashi says that he shaited the katavach law at the moment that he shechted the gazal on memor. That's the moment that he stole it from the owner or misu mamim ba'an kechad, and therefore we have a din of kamli b'ramene. And since he won't be chayiv on the keren, therefore you can't be chayiv on the tficha on dal vehe. L'chayu, these two dinim or a papa are exactly the same dinim that Rabbi said before b'negei gedi. So the Gemara is amalei ravachah b'edu ravel or ravashi rapapa para salishminan. Is rapapa coming to teach us the din by para that's somehow different than the din of Gdi? Of course, the same din that we said before is exactly what Rav Papa is saying now. So Amalei Rav Ashi responded back to Rav Acha Breidu Rava, Rav Papa Shula Asa Lashminan, that the Chiddush Rav Papa is trying to teach us is b'negei the din of someone borrowing something prior to Shabbos, because Salkadai Techamino, we may think, Chayav Amar Rav Papa, Mishas Meshichu Deschayiv Leim Mizayin Aser, that since at the time that someone borrows an animal, at the point that he's Meshichu into his Rishus, he has a Chiyav now to take care of it and give it Mizaynis, Hachinami, so we may think that at that point when he did Meshicha, that's some sort of a kinyan already, and therefore mishasha ele chayiv ba'inse. Then we also consider the same moment that he borrowed it and he was koinet b'negeya being chayiv mizoynis, that he's also chayiv in any insin that happens to it. Since of course if someone borrows an animal from someone, then the chayiv in all insin, and therefore maybe we would say that now that he did tficha on Shabbos, we should look at it as if he was already chayiv the chiyuv karen. And as Rashi says, name mishasha ele ramila chiyuv karen, that at the point that he actually borrowed this animal, that was the point that he was chayiv and karen. V'chitovcha b'Shabbos chayiv, and therefore now when he shechted on Shabbos, all that's adding on to that is the chiyuv of knas. And as we said before, the fiyar meya, you're missing mishalim when it's a chiyuv of knas. And kamash mon, therefore a puppet actually is telling us a chiddush over here that that's not the way it occurs. And as Rashi says, the kivin kol kama de isa hadra beina, that since at any point that he still has the para, he just goes and returns that to the person he borrowed from. Therefore, he shaited the katavachla kagazala, and therefore the only time that he's really chayiv and karen is only at the moment that he does the shchita. And since he did the shchita on Shabbos, and we say so therefore you're not chayiv in the keren, and once you're not chayiv in keren, zokra papa, you're not going to be chayiv in dal behe either. As we said before, the tashlumi dal behe amrachmana v'loy tashlumi shloisha v'abba. And the Gemara continues. Amar Rav, Rav states, if someone's father dies and he leaves them a parah in their rishus that was borrowed, then the heirs have a right to use this animal, and they don't have to return it to the bailim until the end of the term of the lease. However, mesa, if the animal dies in chayav v'ba'insa, you're not going to be chayiv in oinis. And even though generally someone that borrows something from his friend, they're chayiv in oinsin, that's because they made a kinyan to be mechayiv themselves. However, since these children and the heirs never made that kinyan, therefore they're not going to be chayiv in oinsin. And Rabbi continued, kesfu and shalvim he utfachu vachlu mishamad me basa bezoil, that let's say they thought that this animal belonged to their father and they went to the shechted and then they ate it, the din would be that they don't have to pay dal v'hei, but they only pay the value of a seh bezoil. And Rashi says, kol zuza chashvinu ba'abadanki, that they really don't have to pay the value of the full animal because they thought it was theirs, and they only have to pay the value of the hanah that they had. And as Rashi brings from the Gemara, Masechtas Bava Basra, the Or Yachzir L'Bailim, that the hides of the animal still have to be returned to the original owner. Rava continues, however, if the father left over kaka, and therefore there is something to collect from, then they would have to pay to the original owner. And at this point, the Gemara has a shaila, if these words of that is going back on the original din of the Braisa that says, Mesa in Chayom Bo'inza, on that Rav says that if there is kaka, then you are chayav to pay even Oinsin, or is it going back on the case where they did not know that this was the shor of their father, and they shechted it, that the din is Meshalman to make Basa Bezoil, Kamashman Rav, that if the father had kaka, then you have to pay the full value of the animal. And the Gemara says, Ikka de Masa La Resha, Ikka de Masa La Sefer, that some learned this clause that's going back on the Resha where it said, In Chayav Bo'inza, Kamashman, in the case where they had a Chayas de Chasim, then you would be Chayav Bo'inzin. And some learned that this clause is going back, Dafka, on the Sefer of Rava, where it said, Kasvum Shalavim, Hu Tvachu Vachlu, Mishalim to be Basa Bezoil. And Rava teaches us that Nichlan Avi and a Chayas de Chasim, that Chayav Mishalim, that they are Chayav to pay the full value. And the Gemara now explains, Mandi Masla Resha Koshkin and Sefer, that ones that hold that this last clause of Rava is going back on the Resha, then certainly it's going on the Sefer, and it's actually being Chayukim at Papa, because according to Rav Papa, since he said that the only time you have a chayas for oinsin is only at the point when you actually have that oinis happen, but prior to that there is no chiyav of oinsin. So l'chayav, why should he be able to collect from the father and zechasim if the father was never chayav and at this point he's already dead? However, man demasal sefer of a racial loy behind Rav Papa, according to the ones that learned that this clause of niyachlen of via chayas zechasim is chayav l'shalim is only going in the case of kesfum shalavim he v'tavchu v'achlu that meshalim debei basa bezoil, and Rav really holds that there is no reason why you should be able to collect from the father's zechasim except for the fact that since you are in Medayik and you didn't check into it and see if this really belonged to your father or not, and therefore if your father had kaka, then since you should have been more careful, so then we mechayev you to pay the full value. However, this Manda Amar learns that in the case of the Resha where the animal died, we do not require you to pay back the value of the animal even if the father had kaka, and the reason is that since the father never was responsible for Einsin until the point that the Einis happened, and at that point he was already dead, and therefore you can't go and collect from the father the Chosim. And over here, there is no svara to say because, of course, it's irrelevant over here if they knew that it was the father's asset or if they already knew that the father borrowed this animal. Lemaisa, the animal died and there was an oinis, and therefore, according to Rav Papa and according to this tzad in Rava, the din is that even if the father left over kaka, the ears would still not be responsible to pay back the value of the animal. And as we discussed, Rashi explains the difference between the Resha and the Sefer. Then the Sefer is a svara to say that even though, of course, the father should not be responsible, however, this is svara of and Tosfos is that l'chayra, if the father wasn't responsible, misha sheila, so even in the Sefer, where the children went and shechted the animal, l'chayra, why should it be that you chayiv to pay back from the father's kaka? And Tosfos explains, v'yesh lema, the chasam pasha ba'av, over there we consider the pshia of the father, since he had a responsibility to tell his children before he died that you should know that these assets are not mine and I borrowed them from Reuven, and therefore, hilkach mechayim pasha ba, we look at it as if he was pesheyin them while he was alive, in v'nischayiv ba'isha, and at that point, he already became chayiv, v'nishtab b'nechasav, and therefore his nechasim became mishubedes. I am in Tosfos, and we will stop over here.